Welcome to AM Best Audio.
TransUnion has just released its latest quarterly insurance personal lines trends and perspectives report. Here to share some of the insights to that report is Stothard Deal, Vice President, Insurance Solutions for TransUnion. Stothard, so glad you could join us today.
Happy to be here, John. Thanks for having me.
So Stothard, what were some of the key takeaways to the report?
Yeah, so the report focuses on year-over-year shopping change through the end of the first quarter of 2024. I would say the biggest takeaway would be that shopping for both auto and property insurance remains at historic highs. For auto insurance, certainly at historic highs. Throughout the first quarter, the year-over-year change in shopping volume was, call it 5 or 6% above where it was prior year. And that's a comparable period prior year where shopping was up anywhere from 10 to 20%. So rate activity in the market continues to drive consumers to shop their auto insurance. We saw sort of flattish results for property insurance. But if you look at the comparable period last year, property insurance was up 5 to 10%. So even though property is flat this quarter, if you were to look back over the previous sort of half decade, property shopping volumes are up as insurers have adopted more digital streamlined new business underwriting processes for property. Comparison shopping sites are available to shop homeowners and renters insurance. And so that's fueling a lot of the volume there.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's just so darn easy to shop insurance these days.
That's right. Yeah, it really is.
Stothard, did you find any differences based on geographic location when it comes to shopping?
Yeah, so we did include a graph that shows regional shopping trends. So the Midwest and the West regions shopping rate was higher this quarter than in previous quarters. We also included sort of a heat map in our report that showed the relative shopping change by geography. You can see, states, larger population states across the Sun Belt. You can think Texas and Georgia and Florida and Arizona had higher than average shopping activity. There you've got, large populations, you've got ongoing rate activity from the market, which is driving shopping. And I should say that if you look at population migration over time, we've seen a net growth in population across the sort of Sun Belt region out of the Midwest and the Northeast. So I think all of those factors are sort of converging to driving activity there. There are other markets that had localized spikes in shopping. And we attribute that to just, the differences in market of how carriers have been able to get rate over the past 18 months and how that rate's earning in over renewal cycles.
Customize your data experience. BestLink now offers an interactive company dashboard that provides company-level intelligence in a fast, user-friendly interface featuring interactive tables, charts, and Sparkline performance histories. Customize the dashboard tiles to prioritize the insurer ratings, data, and analytics that best support your workflow. AM Best. Our insight, your advantage.
So much talk about interest rates these past couple of years. Did interest rates have any impact at all on the results?
So I think the biggest impact that interest rates are having are on consumers' ability to purchase and or finance new insurable assets. We see, leveraging some of our consumer credit data that both auto loan originations and mortgage originations are down year over year. Autos, are not as impacted as much as mortgages are. Mortgage originations are at their lowest level since we've seen since probably 2005. So we know that when consumers purchase vehicles, when they refinance their house or purchase a new property, that's an automatic shopping or moment of truth for insurers. and those activities are down. Now, what we showed was shopping is still remains, you know, at record highs. So obviously the rate activity, the more stringent underwriting activity that's going on in some markets and in some lines of businesses are keeping the shopping rate higher, but it's certainly hurting consumers from a, as they're faced with sort of ongoing increased prices and inflation pressure, they're also facing higher borrowing costs.
Any surprises as far as you were concerned, Tyler?
This report kind of seemed a lot like our fourth quarter report in terms of shopping remaining elevated. So I don't think, nothing too big or too surprising. I think what we'll see in the second half of the year, though, is as insurers are achieving, at least on the auto side, rate adequacy and even start to return to some marketing and these, you know, rate impacts from the last 12 months make their way through the renewal cycle. Does shopping cool off to some extent as consumers' rates sort of stabilize? But if marketing activity increases, that could certainly offset that. So I think the latter half of the year is going to be very interesting just from this one metric, the shopping data.
That being the case, what should insurers be taking away from the findings of this report?
Yeah. So I think from our perspective, what it shows is that consumers are, you know, still in market at record levels, which presents an opportunity for all insurers to engage those customers. Our consumer surveys show that, you know, price is still the most important factor when consumers are selecting and looking for personal lines insurance. But coverage options and service are right there in second and third. And so the door is open for, you know, the market or insurers to meet these coverage and service needs for consumers, I'm sorry. So it's really about understanding who your prospects and who your current customers are from a not only sort of a insurance risk perspective, but from a household and demographic perspective and catering coverage options to meet their needs, whether it's from a retention or an acquisition perspective.
Tyler, so glad you could join us today.
John, I appreciate it again, and thank you for the time.
That was Tyler Deal, Vice President, Insurance Solutions for TransUnion. And I'm John Weber for AM Best Audio.
Looking to get the full attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms that will do just that. Whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day. Find out more by calling AM Best Advertising Sales at 908-439-2200, extension 5399, and have a great day.